You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And today we're talking about this. Are you using perfect as an excuse? That's right. Are you using perfect as an excuse? I'm asking you this question today, my dear, because of something that recently happened to me, and it's not the first time. So today's soul story is about a recent experience where I was communicating with someone and this person continued to bring up the fact that, hey, I'm not perfect. This is what happened. I'm not perfect. I'm human. And I've heard this many, many times over the years in coaching where people will say, hey, you know, I'm not perfect, you know, and I'll say, well, first of all, how do you define perfect? And second of all, why are you telling me this? So in this particular situation that I had recently, it got me thinking about how often I hear this and how I've even used perfection or the idea, the illusion of being perfect as an excuse. So this brings me to last night. Every Tuesday night, I have a soul date, which is a sipping on life date where I meet with women from around the world and we sip on life together. It is a group coaching call, and it is powerful. Like, I have seen such incredible transformation in these women. Which, by the way, if you'd like to take advantage of a free soul date, you can go to souldateyourself.com. I'll put it in the show notes, souldateyourself.com. That's souldateyourself.com. And actually come and check it out. We'd love to have you. So this particular soul sister was talking about the struggle that she's been having over the last couple weeks. And one of the insights that I got from listening to her was that she was really trying to do it with an all or nothing perspective, which is really the exact opposite of sipping on life. I used to do this as well. It was this all or nothing. I'm either going to go all or I'm not going to do anything. And this whole idea really is rooted in this illusion of perfection. So I started asking her questions about it, and we uncovered the fact that, yes, she's trying to do things so-called, in quotes, perfectly. And so I asked her, I was like, well, what's perfect? I want to ask you that today, my dear. If you are struggling with this whole idea of perfection, you know, trying to do it perfectly, or this whole idea of this all-or-nothing mentality, I want to ask you, how do you define perfect? Have you ever thought about that? You know, when I asked her, she couldn't really answer it. And, you know, it was interesting because I said to her, you know, let's just get rid of this whole idea of perfection anyway, because what does perfect or perfection have to do with anything that we're really talking about? Quite honestly, if you're looking at the desires of your heart and you say, this is what I desire, and you are absolutely all in, and when I say all in, it's not all or nothing. I mean, you're in, you're fully committed to creating what it is that you desire, but you're using perfect as an excuse, this is what it will look like. Number one, you're going to say, hey, I'm only human. You know, I'm not perfect. So therefore, you dismiss actions, behaviors, belief systems, ideas, thoughts, whatever it is. You dismiss those and you continue to make the same decisions over and over again that get you the same result, which is not what you say you desire. You know what I'm talking about? You can say, oh yeah, I know, but I'm not perfect. So then you continue to make these same choices over and over. So the reality is you're using perfect as an excuse not to grow because you're saying, hey, I'm not perfect. So therefore, you know, hey, I can't help it. When the truth is, you don't need help. What you need is a commitment to doing what you say you're going to do. And it's not that you need perfect, but what you really need is a commitment to being all in to creating what you desire. Let go of this illusion of perfection or not perfection, because honestly, what does it have to do with anything? So the other day I said to this person, I was like, so what does perfect have to do with it anyway? And why do you keep bringing up, I'm not perfect? whoever said you had to be perfect? And then I asked this person as well, like, how do you define perfect? Most people, when I ask them that, they don't even know. Is it possible that you're striving for perfect, or you're saying, hey, I can't be perfect because I'm human, and you don't even know what perfect is? Is that possible? So that's the first thing you must do to even identify if you're using perfect as an excuse, is identify what perfect is. And then you will identify, A, you're either in the camp of, hey, you know, I'm only human, I'm not perfect. And then you use that as an excuse to not learn or grow. Or perhaps you're in the second camp, B, which would be this: I can't do it perfect, so therefore I'm not going to do it at all. Or what you're doing is you're striving for this illusion of perfection, and you're getting so discouraged that you're now holding back because you realize that, okay, I can't do it perfectly, so therefore I won't do it at all. Are you using this measuring stick of so-called, in quotes, perfect? Are you using that as your benchmark where constantly you're falling short? So you feel like a loser even though you're progressing. You see what I'm saying? This all or nothing idea, this I have to do it perfect or I'm not going to do it all, is it holding you back? And are you using it as an excuse not to do what you say you desire to do? Are you using it as an excuse not to create what you say you desire to create? I know these are some tough questions, but as soon as you can identify which camp you're in, A, the one that's using it as an excuse not to grow, or B, the one that's using it as an excuse not to grow, but in a little bit different way, and then asking yourself, what is perfect anyway? And what's perfect got to do with it? Honestly, like that would have been a great title for today's podcast. What's perfect got to do with it anyway? Stop blaming everything on perfect, not being perfect or trying to be perfect, and let it go. Seriously. So in this whole process, I've kind of redefined for me what perfect means. Perfect is truth, my dear. You know why I can say that? Because truth is what it is. And it can be interpreted many different ways. And the bottom line with perfect is this: knowledge of it is what sets us free. So all of a sudden, you can get the progress that you seek because you are no longer imprisoned in the excuse of this illusion of perfection based on how you're currently defining perfect. It's time to redefine what perfect means to you. It's time to begin the process of progress and prosperity for yourself. And it starts with letting go of this idea of perfection. Stop making excuses. Stop using perfect as an excuse. I sure hope this helps you today. I know this is not an easy topic, but let me tell you, this will set you free. I believe it with all of my heart. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And number one, write down how you define perfect. And number two, ask yourself, are you holding back in any area because you're trying to do it perfectly? Or are you not growing, learning, or advancing because you keep saying, oh, well, I'm human, I'm not perfect, it's okay. And you're using it as an excuse to stay where you are. Write that down and then make a commitment today that today's the day to stop using perfect as an excuse. I so look forward to seeing you and sipping on life with you again tomorrow. And like I said, come on over to souldateyourself.com. You can request access to a free soul date. We would love to have you date your soul, sipping on life together. And or come on over to womensippingonlife.com. There are a lot of great resources, free resources for you to embark and to enjoy the empowerment, the inspiration, the hope, the power of sipping on your life. You're not alone, my dear. We're here to do it with you. Thank you so much for being here. I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow and sipping on life with you. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life. and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.